The Traveler's Journal, December 20th. Going underground, down under. Australians are focusing on their continental nation's natural charms. For example, cave lovers are delighted with a necklace of showy caverns hidden under the Blue Mountains, 100 miles west of Sydney. Best estimates count some 300 limestone caves in the Jenolan region. All are suspected to form one vast interconnected system, but no one really knows. 9 of the caverns are named show caves, fitted out with electric lights, steps, and walkways to make them accessible to the general public. 6 others are designated wild caves, which require visitors to wear battery lights and coveralls. Adventurers who want to explore any of the area's other grottos must obtain permits from the Jenolan Caves Reserve Trust, which oversees the entire system. Imperial Cave was proclaimed grandest of the lot on its discovery a century ago. Its tight passageways lead into high arch chambers adorned with fluted, milky white cascades of stone and twists of helicite. In contrast, natural wall niches in the Orient Cave resemble jewel boxes, aglow with subtle oranges, browns, and pinks. Cavernous domed rooms are crowded with fabulous stone spires and shining crystal canopies. River Cave and Lucas Cave, two other Jenolan treats, have their own particular charms to reveal. There are entirely too many spelunking splendors for a one-day visit. Caves House, the Jenolan Park's rambling old country inn, offers a charming, comfortable, and inexpensive overnight accommodation. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.